Riley O'Brien's been good enough to join us from the rooms. Riley, thanks so much. I know it's never easy after a tough loss. What was the overriding message from the coach, Matty Nicks, following that three-point loss?
Yeah, g'day, boys. Yeah, that one really certainly hurts. We just hurt ourselves with some key moments and some key fundamental stuff, and probably got out-pressured around the ball. And then we looked back at some role stuff, key game. We just probably didn't play the way we wanted to play in some structural stuff. So, yeah, really disappointing.
Rob Campo up here. That's been a constant theme, I guess, over the first 5 weeks. We hear that you're making progress, but you slip back again tonight.
Yeah, mate, we thought we sort of turned a corner last week, and we definitely reverted a bit tonight in terms of probably that they brought the pressure, credit to them, but we probably didn't handle that as well as we would have liked, and we're very fumbly around the ball and weren't clean, and yeah, they were just better than us around the ball, and we're probably lucky to be that close at the end. We had our chances, but yeah, disappointing.
Well, and we still keep talking about your ball movements, clearly not as good as what it was in 2023. But 43 inside 50s, still not at the level, 11 goals, 9. So you, when you get your opportunities, you've been pretty accurate the last 2 weeks. But to give up 62, that would be the bigger issue?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, probably a lot of those inside 50s, it was off to our turnover. So certainly played in their half, especially in that first half of the game, and weren't able to generate that ball movement off, I guess, out of our back half. And it probably came down to a lot of contest stuff, a lot of losing the ball at those, long down the line contests. They sort of mopped it up, and they just got us on the ground.
So, what was the conversation in the after the game? Were the players talking, or was it more coaches?
Yeah, it was definitely players talking. We were sort of questioning each other on some of the role structural stuff was really disappointing. We weren't nailing that, and that sort of resulted in some of that ground ball discrepancy and some of that. Getting beaten up and not getting the ball in our half. So, yeah, it was really disappointing because a lot of the stuff was controllable. So, it's going to be a tough review, and it's certainly one that hurts us and really hurts our season.
And I guess a couple of the upsides, Jordan Dawson, the captain, was back to his best. Jake Soligo keeps having a wonderful season through the midfield. He's taken that on board. And your back six, we've spoken about it, or back seven in terms of the youngness of that group to be able to handle 62 inside 50s probably kept you in the game.
Yeah, the back six are holding up so well at the moment. Guys like Mark Keane and Maxi Michelini, they're just solid as down there. So they've been certainly doing their job. And as you said, Jake Soligo is an absolute freak, and he'll get better and better. And Dawes certainly lifted, especially late in that second quarter and then a couple of other patches. But he's had a great game. But I think overall we probably didn't have enough guys standing up in enough moments, so another really disappointing game.
How are you going, Rob? Heavy workload, again, over 90% game time. Goldstein, Draper, they even threw Cox at you. Can you carry the load? Do you need a tip out? Are you going all right? I know you've got a big heart, but God.
Yeah, mate, physically feeling fine. I would love to be able to imposed myself on the game a bit more. Probably couldn't hold my marks tonight, which was really disappointing. And then would have liked a bit more dominance in the ruck. But yeah, I'm certainly physically okay and up to it. It's just about, I guess, starting to impose myself more around the stoppage and in the air, because I'm not quite having that impact I'd like.
You'll get there. That last non-free kick for holding the ball, that happened right in front of me. I mean, honestly, was that a free kick?
It certainly looked like that from my point of view.
Didn't it?
Tex had a few words for the umpire, so
I saw that.
Yeah, we were trying to get him to bite his tongue. Didn't want him to buddy get in too much trouble, but it was. Yeah. But you can't really put it down to that. I mean, the whole game, we, as I said before, were probably lucky to be in the game at that stage. We didn't really play the way we'd like, but yeah, had a few chances late and probably a couple of line ball calls there very late in the game, and it would have been nice to steal that and get one of those, but not to be.
Yeah,
and obviously a tough night and a tough, couple of moments for Rochelle at the end of the game. I guess as a club and teammates, you rally around him because he, is a guy that likes the big stage and might not have gone his way there in the last 5 minutes or so, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably, there was probably plenty of guys that probably in that last quarter and throughout the game, we sort of had moments where we'd love to take back. And I think there's plenty of guys that could put their hand up and had plenty of moments. But Rush has been super for us the last few weeks. He's sort of been playing a super structural role for us. It's been really important, and I thought he was really good tonight, and then he's been great the last few weeks. But Yeah, probably had too many moments as a team, too many individual moments where we just didn't get it done. And you can't do that at AFL footy.
Rob, you're a good man. Thanks so much for joining
us. Thanks, Rob.
I know it's disappointing, so better luck next week and hopefully bounce back with a win.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.